everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace.
I'm Manny.
And this episode is a, should we call it a preview or a look forward or a WonderCon before the madness special? This episode is going to be all about WonderCon 2018, Anaheim, California. Manny and I will be attending. The convention runs this weekend, March 23rd through the 25th. Saturday is sold out. Tickets for all 3 days, so a three-day pass, or Friday or Sunday are still available. So we many times in the past have done episodes about our advice for conventions and, you know, how you can get the most out of your convention experience. We'll touch on a little bit of those things, but we're mostly going to be talking about things that we're looking forward to at the show, things that we plan on doing. If you want more of an in-depth kind of advice on, you know, if it's your first time, I really highly encourage you to go back and listen to the previous episodes we've done. As I said, we've done them several times, but we will touch on, you know, some of the things we've learned over the years of going to shows. Yeah. I say it like it's a long time. I've been going to shows for 9 years now, but really when I think about how long I've been collecting comics and the fact that I could have been going for so much longer, I could have been going to San Diego Comic-Con back when it was just comics. And for me, that would have been amazing. But, you know, I know a lot of people who aren't necessarily giant comic fans go to these shows now, and I think oftentimes they find themselves overwhelmed. And so I think if you go back, as I said, and listen to some of our episodes about advice for conventions, you can really maximize your experience and have a whole heck of a lot of fun. Would you agree, Manny?
Oh, yeah, definitely. 100%.
So why don't we start out by giving our top five best pieces of advice for a convention? Not to put you on the spot or anything, but what do you think?
Plan ahead. Look at your program guide, look at the guest list and plan ahead. That's the best advice I can have, just because there's so much to do, so much to see. Especially if this is your first show, what's going to end up happening is you're going to show up, you're going to get in line, you know, pick up your badge, get in another line, then you're going to hit the floor and you're going to completely forget what you wanted to see because you're going to be kind of awed by everything, the cosplayers, the booths, the freebies, and you're going to really miss maybe a panel or somebody who's signing, et cetera, because you're kind of lost in the moment. So I would say plan ahead, see what panels you want to get to, make sure you get there early, especially if they seem to be more popular. Just kind of check out the maps. Just always make sure you know where you are, where how long it's going to take you to get to one spot to another, because it gets really crowded. And, as Jason and I know very, very fondly, there's a lot of people in those aisles and it is tough to get through. So yeah. Plan ahead.
Yeah, I agree.
Make a plan of attack. Make a top three list. I think Jace has touched on this many, many times, because you're not going to get to do everything you want. So do 1, 2, and 3. This is what I really want to do. This is what I would have fun doing. And this is like a third option, because with so many people also wanting to do the same thing, you're not going to get everything you want done.
Yeah, I agree. That's my number one piece of advice as well. Just do a little research, you know, take a little personal responsibility for your enjoyment of the show. Don't just show up and think that WonderCon's going to give it to you on a silver platter and you're going to have a great time. Like, I hear people complain a lot, especially at San Diego Comic-Con. I mean, it's such a huge beast. I hear people complain constantly. Like, I finally got tickets and I went and it sucked because it was so crowded and blah, blah, blah. You know, and they start, and it's like, well, what did you do to prepare? What did you do to plan? What did you know ahead of time? You can't just like walk in and just think that all these great experiences are just going to happen to you. You're just going to stumble upon them with no planning or forethought whatsoever. It doesn't happen that way. These conventions are too big now. So I completely agree with Manny, and little planning goes a long way. And it doesn't mean you need to overplan, especially for your first convention. For your first convention, I would even say, like, pick one absolute must thing that you want to do, right? And do the research on it and find out, okay, what do I need to do to make this happen? And WonderCon has really helped you out this year, because this year what they did was they set up all the exclusive signatures ahead of time. So we already know. You already know if you got a wristband to have one of those exclusive signatures. So if you got a pass to WonderCon this year and your number one thing you wanted to do was get autographs from the cast of Black Lightning, then that's done. That's done and over with. The show's, you know, 5 days away, and you already know if you are going to be eligible to get the signatures from that cast or not.
And, you know, and that's actually, it's a really, really good idea, because you and I stood, I think, 2 or 3 hours in line last year at WonderCon trying to get signature from Patty Jenkins for the Wonder Woman director, and we didn't get it. So it really wasted a couple of hours of our morning.
Well, what I'm hoping is they're really going to be doing this for San Diego too. Last year was your first year at San Diego. Remember the madhouse? There's so many lines upstairs in the sales pavilion.
Oh yeah.
You don't even know which line you're supposed to be in, and when they start, you know, supposedly everyone's supposed to start handing them out at 9, but I've been in line up there till 10:30, and the people that were supposed to start handing them out still haven't shown up. And you end up wasting all this time. The show floor is already open, and you're still standing in line trying to get a ticket for a signature. I mean, way better. Just submit your stuff online early. They do the random drawing. You get it or you don't. At least you know. I mean, it's so much easier. So again, if that was your main goal, if you bought passes this year to get Blacklight and you didn't get it, I'm sorry. It sucks. I didn't get it either.
Yes, it does.
There's plenty of other things. Then make your number one thing. I, for sure, no matter what, am going to make it to the Black Lightning panel, and I'm going to be there early and sit in the front. Whatever it is, whatever your one, like Manny said, pick like one, two, or three things. This is what I, for sure, if I am able to do, you know, one or two of these things, or two or three of these things, I'm going to consider it a successful show. And the rest of the time, just consider that bonus time. Bonus time to walk the floor and discover things you like. Go check out the Hollywood Science Fiction Museum and sit in the captain's chair of the Star Trek Enterprise and take a picture because you happen to be walking by. Or go out by the food trucks and check out the cosplay. Or do some shopping for Dollar Comics. Or walk through Artist Alley and find some creators that are trying to make a name for themselves that are, you know, selling their books cheap and it's good quality artwork. Like just soak in the atmosphere and enjoy it, because guess what? You already had a plan of one or two things that you wanted to accomplish, one or two panels you absolutely had to see, and you did that. And so the rest of it is just gravy. It's just whipped cream, you know, on top of your sundae. You've got to think of it that way, because like Manny said, these conventions, WonderCon, San Diego Comic-Con, they've become so big. There's no way you're going to get to do everything that you want to do. There's just too many people there to get quickly from place to place, to get into every panel you want to see. A lot of times there's two or three panels you want to see, and they just so happen to fall on the same time, on the same day. It's just the nature of the beast. So don't try to do too much. Don't overplan, but at the same time, take a little personal responsibility for your own enjoyment to maximize. I mean, these conventions aren't cheap anymore by any means. So take a little time to just do a little research and find out what creators are going to be there, what actors are going to be there that maybe you want to, you know, run into and see, and you'll have a much better time for it. But again, remember that it's just a plan. It's just an outline, and it's not written in stone. And if you don't get to do something that was at the top of your list, doesn't mean it's the end of the world. because there's plenty of other stuff to do and see. And you've always got to remain flexible because you never know what might happen. You could be, you know, walking up and down the aisles and somebody could hand you a pass to go see a movie premiere. In fact, I just saw today somebody tweeted out, I think I want to see Universal? I think I can't remember. Somebody is premiering a movie, an upcoming movie. Let me see if I can find it really fast.
It's Paramount Pictures.
Attention WonderCon Anaheim attendees. Paramount Pictures will be hosting a special screening of a secret upcoming film this Friday night. So I would say I would expect it to be Ready Player One, except Ready Player One actually comes out Thursday. So I don't think that would necessarily be an upcoming film. So I don't know. I'm going to Google that right now. Well, Manny tells you about his next bit of advice.
Oh, man. Next bit of advice. I'm going to say it's going to be take snacks with you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because the reason being is kind of like what we're both saying right now is these shows sell out really quick. And you only have so many times at your on the convention floor. So it's not the best idea to try and go out and get food because, I mean, let's be honest, like close by to WonderCon, especially there at the Anaheim Center, not too much close by to eat. And the food trucks aren't necessarily that great. And they're very, very expensive. So pack some granola bars, pack a Red Bull or two, definitely water. You're going to need water. And that way you can snack throughout the day, just power through and get out of there and then have a good hearty dinner. And then that way you can really make the most of your day.
Yeah, that's a good one. Take snacks, take water, wear comfortable shoes.
Because how long does it take for sometimes to get from the inside of the convention to the outside? I mean, that sometimes just takes forever.
Yeah,
so if you really think about all the time that you're going to spend walking in and out and eating, it's going to waste a lot of your day.
Yep, I would agree. Take snacks, comfortable shoes, water, drinks. You think of food at food trucks as being not that expensive, but yeah, I can't believe how expensive it is at WonderCon. That's not the best. My next bit of advice, kind of going along with the planning thing, is if you are a comic book collector, have your list, your want list, your need list, whatever you want to call it, updated ahead of time. There's some really cool apps that you can get now on your phone, so you don't have to carry around a printed list. But, you know, make sure you have that, you know, updated if that's something you're interested in, because WonderCon's a pretty good shopping show, more so than San Diego Comic-Con. And part of the reason for that is the space for retailers is a lot less expensive. So, for example, San Diego Comic-Con's, like, as far as retailer goes, it's one of the most expensive conventions of the year, right? So if a retailer is spending, you know, $5,000 for his space, what's he going to bring to sell? He's going to bring his high-end stuff because he needs to sell like expensive comics in order to pay for that. WonderCon's a lot cheaper. So at WonderCon, you see a lot more dollar books, 50-cent books, you know, $2 books, just a lot cheaper inventory because they don't need to sell as many high dollar books to make up for the fact that it's so expensive. So I definitely would give that as a piece of advice as well. Be sure that your want list, your need list are updated. You have any other advice, Manny?
Let me see. We talked about the list. I'm not sure if this is really advice, but just, be respectful of your time when you're with different creators, writers, whoever you talk to at the booth, because there's a ton of people and I get it. You're really excited to see whoever it is, but so do other people. And with that said, do not take all 100 issues of whatever that they worked on to get signed, because that is annoying.
Yeah, it's a dick move for sure.
And then same grain of salt, cosplayers are always there to take photos with people, but they love doing that. It's kind of why they do it, because they love the characters and love sharing it with other people. But if you're going to take a picture with one, anytime you're going to take a picture of one, just ask first. They're going to say yes, but just ask first. They really appreciate it. Sometimes they don't, maybe they're missing a headpiece or they have a specific stance they want to do. And they want you to take pictures of them. They want you to share the pictures of them on your social media or wherever.
Yeah. And along with that, don't hold up traffic. There's all the cosplayers are going to be in the lobby. They hang out in the lobby. There's certain places to take pictures. When you stop traffic in a busy intersection, because you're going to stop and sit. I've seen people stop in busy intersections and sit down and start going through their bag or talk to other people. If you run into a friend you haven't seen in a long time, you want to talk, no problem. Move to the side. Just move to the side. Move to the side. Don't ask people to take pictures in a busy place. Ask them to move off to the side. Again, like Manny said, they put their blood, sweat, and tears into creating this costume, and they love for it to be admired. They love for it to be photographed. You ask them, hey, can I take your picture? Let's move over here. Let's move out of the way. Just be mindful of your surroundings, because like Manny said, sometimes other people are in a hurry. They're trying to get to that panel. They're trying to, get from point A to point B. They're in a hurry. And if everybody was just respectful and mindful rather than oblivious, we'd all have a better convention experience. So please, please, please be mindful of your surroundings. And that goes for taking pictures of cosplayers. It goes for walking at a decent pace, moving out of the way. If you're talking to somebody and in Artist Alley, don't put your bag or your stuff on top of the artist table, on top of the stuff they're trying to sell. Don't stop in front of an artist table that you have no interest in their work to stand there and check your Twitter or your tweets or your text messages or whatever, because you could be blocking somebody else from viewing that artist's work so they can sell some stuff and pay for their table. So, there's plenty of open space. It's a big convention center. There's plenty of spaces where you can move off to the side and take care of your own personal business. So just take, again, a little personal responsibility and try not to be in everybody's way. That's what I'll say about that. I mean, I can go on and on about that, but I'll end it there. What about getting sketches and artwork, Manny? Any advice about that?
Make a list first. That actually goes down also by planning, because you can see right now what creators are going to be at Artist Alley. And, you can check ahead and see if maybe they'll even do a commission for you pre-show and you just pick it up there. Or if you have a sketchbook, obviously you can get pricing and figure out, budget yourself how much it's going to cost. And then have an idea of what you want. Either do it the way, Jace taught me how to do it, which is a fun way of kind of having a list of characters that you want in the book. And then you let the artist, pick the character. And then when you pick it up, you're able to open your book and surprise, they picked whoever. And so sometimes you're pleasantly surprised with who they decided to pick. So, and then also just, be respectful of their prices. Don't try to haggle with them. Plan ahead. And then also, if you're leaving a book, be mindful that you're not the only person that they're going to sketch for, and that they're going to have people coming to talk to them. And, don't expect it to be done that quickly. And then also, last thing, some people have limits. So if you really, really want somebody, make sure that's the first person you get to in the morning. Like, for example, Todd Nock, you've got to get there quick. because he fills up, and then once he's filled up, he's done.
He doesn't even do it that way anymore. He doesn't. He actually opens his sketch list up online the day before, and you have to submit at a certain time. So, yeah, if there's somebody you really, really want to sketch with, I'm gonna broaden that even. From if there's somebody you really want to get a sketch from, if there's a celebrity you know is going to be there that you really want to meet, if there's a creator you really want to meet, honestly, the best way to get information, follow them every place you can find them. Every bit of social media you can find them, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Snapchat, Facebook, wherever you can find to follow them, because they often will tweet that kind of information out. Okay, I give you a perfect example. Thomas Jane played the Punisher in Marvel movies. Huge actor. Played Mickey Mantle. Is in The Expanse. I mean, this guy has been around for a long time. If he does a signing at a booth and it's announced he's going to be at San Diego Comic-Con, sign at the sci-fi booth, line for days, right? Wait for hours and hours and hours, and maybe you get him, maybe you don't. But guess what? If you follow him on social media, you could see that he says, hey, I'm also going to be at the Raw Studios booth in Artist Alley at such and such a time. And I walk over there. This was last year at San Diego Comic-Con. Walk over there, Raw Studios booth. There he is. Not a single person even talking to him. Got to stand there, got to meet him, got to get an autograph, got to take a picture, got to talk to him as long as I wanted. So if there's somebody you really, really want to meet, even if it's like one of the actors from Black Lightning who you didn't get their, you know, you didn't get your name drawn to go to the exclusive signing, follow on social media. You have no idea who else they might know, what other booth they might be at. You know, maybe it's only for a few hours here or there, but just think about it, right? Like, WonderCon itself is promoting all these exclusive signings. So everybody that has a badge to go to WonderCon is getting these emails about exclusive signings. But how many people are following them on social media? How many people are looking at what they're tweeting out the day before or even the day of? You know, the day of, they're like, hey, by the way, I'm also over here hanging out with my buddy in Artist Alley, you know, artist Joe Schmo. And you go over there and oftentimes there's literally nobody else there, and you get to have more personal interaction or everything. So definitely if there's somebody you really want to meet, somebody you really want to, you know, have an interaction with, I highly encourage you, follow them on social media. You can even, you know, tweet out to them if you want, hey, you know, I'm going to be at WonderCon. I'm a huge fan. Are you going to be there? Where can I run into you? Whatever, you know, it cannot hurt. It can only help you run into these people and have an idea of where they're going to be. Because again, a lot of times they don't even necessarily have a plan themselves. You know, if it's an actor or a creator and they have an obligation at a certain time to go to a certain panel, they may have no idea what they're going to be doing after that. I have this panel from 1 to 2, and then after that, I'm just going to play it by ear or whatever. And they end up going and hanging out at this place or that place, and they tweet it out, and you're there. You're there. So I highly encourage you to do that. Also, to kind of piggyback on what Manny said about sketches. Yeah, if you're a person who collects sketches or you want to start collecting sketches, yeah, I highly encourage you. The Comic-Con website is your best friend. Go there. Under the exhibit hall tab, Artist Alley. I mean, when I first started collecting sketches, I would go to the exhibit hall and then Artist Alley tab, and I would literally Google. I would just go down the list, copy and paste every single exhibitor in Artist Alley, and just Google them and see if it was art that I liked. And then I would reach out to them and say, hey, are you going to be sketching at WonderCon? What are your prices? What are you... You know, and again, I would find out sometimes that if I mailed my sketchbook to them ahead of time, I could have them do a sketch before I even got to the show. And then I could go to them and pick up my book, and I'm that much further ahead, right? I mean, maybe you have time to drop your book off 3 days at WonderCon, maybe 4 to 6 people, depending on how fast they are. But if I'm sending my book out ahead of time, that's one more, right? Like, first thing I do when I get there is I go to that artist that I mailed my sketchbook to, and I pick it up, and I'm already one sketch ahead of the game. Plus, the cool thing about doing that, and I understand it's kind of late in the day to do that, but you can think about it for next time, is oftentimes when an artist has the book ahead of time, the sketchbook ahead of time, and they have more time rather than, you know, oh man, I'm an artist and I already have, you know, 8 sketches I have to do in 3 days, and they feel the pressure, and so they kind of go quickly, or you don't get as much detail. You send it to them ahead of time when they have plenty of time, and your sketch is that much better for it, right? So that's one thing to keep in mind as well. Anything else you have, Manny? Sketch-wise or otherwise?
Let me see. I guess the one thing that stands out also just above the rest is just be patient. There's a ton of people there. There's going to be lines. It's going to be loud. Some spots, there's going to be just groups of people in the middle of aisles. Just don't lose your cool. Just be patient. Just realize that everybody's there to have a good time. And then also, for the love of God, just please make sure that you're wearing deodorant. Yes. Because
personal hygiene.
Please take a shower, whatever, because everybody's really close to each other. There's some spots where it can get funky. And, you know, hey, well, you know, whatever. But for me personally, for Jace, sometimes it's kind of like, bro, like,
yeah, dang.
Get it together.
You better get it together. Yeah, don't make us sick LeVar Burton on you.
You better get it together. Yeah, no, oh man, that's bad. But so I think that's it. Just remember you're there to have a good time. Don't stress out about anything, and then just move it along. And yeah, just have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it's all first world problems.
Yeah.
So I just want to touch on real quick. I was hoping to, maybe naively, I was really looking to kind of break my record for number of interviews at a convention. But I submitted all my interview requests to DC, and that, I don't know, I guess I underestimated how many press requests they were going to get. And of the 12 I submitted, I only got one. So even though I had a long list of people I wanted to interview and have for you on the show, that's all kind of thrown up in the air at this point. I'm going to get as many as I can, and I'm just going to play it by ear. So keep that in mind. I will try to bring you as many interviews as I can, but when you're not actually scheduled for an interview, what you can do is you can go and kind of wait on standby. But again, time is limited, and when you do that, you're sacrificing other things. So again, I'll do the best I can for you comic fans out there to talk to people like Scott Snyder and Liam Sharp and Joshua Williamson and Jason Fabok, Dan Juergens, but it may not happen. So I want to apologize ahead of time for that. There will be interviews from WonderCon, I promise you. It just may not be as many as I'd hoped. I also want to touch on some panels. So I did get press passes for 80 Years of Superman panel, as well as the DC Publishers panel. Now, I don't know, take this as good or bad. Jim Lee, Dan Didio were not on the list to do interviews. The publishers are not doing any interviews at WonderCon. So all the information that's coming from the publishers is coming from the publishers panel, which again, I have a press pass for. So any information that they give, I will be able to pass on along to you, as well as information at the 80 Years of Superman panel. The other panels that I'm planning on covering, I've got to cover Kyle Higgins' Shadow Hours. And I'm gonna try to work out something with Kyle, special for you listeners. So, stay tuned for that. Also the Science of the Expanse panel, you know, I'm a big fan of the Expanse. Cass Anvar, who plays Alex Kamal on the show, is going to be there. I'm hoping to speak with him, at some point. I will be at the Science of the Expanse panel, and there's several spotlights. I don't know how many spotlights I'll get to. Again, sometimes these conflict, but just a few that I want to mention. There's a Gail Simone spotlight. There's a Mark Waid spotlight, a Liam Sharp spotlight. I will for sure be at the Liam Sharp spotlight, and I will for sure be at the Mitch Gerrard spotlight. There's also a Jim Lee spotlight as well. I love Jim Lee spotlights, especially because he always gives away artwork, and I always want to get a Jim Lee piece. But I've been to Jim Lee spotlight several times, so if it comes down between that and something else, I may have to skip that. So we'll see. What panels are you looking forward to, Manny?
That's quite a bit of panels I have on my list.
Hey, man, run them down.
All right. First of all, I'm a big fan of Mr. Freeze. So there's going to be the Sub-Zero Evolution and the Evolution of Mr. Freeze panel on Friday. That's really early. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to make it in time for that.
Wait a second. What's it called? I thought that Mr. Freeze panel was about like the sound.
No, Sub-Zero and the Evolution of Mr. Freeze. It's in anticipation of the collection, the archive collection of Batman and Mr. Freeze. They're going to show some remastered footage of the film, the evolution of the character. They're going to have some surprise panelists, apparently. And
I saw
they're going to have giveaways too.
Yeah, I saw that. I got an email about a Mr. Well, this is the thing, like when you have a press pass, when the shows come up, you get inundated with all these emails from all these different press people. Like today I got one about like the visual effects supervisor from Black Panther and Captain America Winter Soldier is on some panel and they want you to go and cover it. I mean, they're trying to drum up interest in these panels, of course. And you know, you can't blame them for that, but because I did see that Mr. Freeze panel and I was wondering if you're going to be interested in that, but then, maybe a week after I saw it, I thought I got an email something about to do with sound on it. Like, I don't know, maybe just the person. Because is there a Mr. Freeze movie coming up or something?
They're going to re-release the Batman Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero film.
Okay. It must be that the sound editor of that movie is going to be at that panel as well. That must be what it is. Because I specifically remember seeing something about Sub-Zero, Mr. Freeze, to do with sound. So what time is that panel?
1 o'clock Friday.
And what time are you, you're taking the train, right?
Yep. I'm not getting there till like noon. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to make it.
Oh, yeah.
It's wishful thinking.
Well, how far away is the train station from, the convention center?
Down the street. It's actually closer than where I parked last year.
You might make it. You never know.
I think I might. It's just I have to double check to make sure that WonderCon has a bag check area where I can leave my bag for a while, because that's going to be fun.
Yeah. All right. Okay, next. Didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry about that.
Huh? So the next panel I was interested in is at 2 o'clock on Friday. They're going to have the Boom Studios Discover Yours panel. And so I want to check that out, see what's going to see what they have going on. And so that one, 3:30 to 4:30 Friday, they have the Teen Titans Go video presentation, Q&A. My daughter is a big fan of Teen Titans Go and I like it fine. So I don't know. I think it's cool. So I might do that. And if I don't do that after that, I'm actually really interested in the 4:45. They're going to have the panel on Marvel's Cloak and Dagger that's going to be premiering on Freeform. I've heard a lot of good things about this series, so I'm kind of piqued my interest to check it out, see if when a like it or not, whatever. It's going to be executive producer and head of Marvel TV. Jeff Loeb's going to be there. So some stars also, and then some sneak peeks of it. And I am wishy-washy on the world premiere of Suicide Squad Hell to Pay because it looks terrible. But, you know, it's a DC premiere, so I'm up in, I don't know. It just didn't look very good. And I'm kind of sick of Suicide Squad anyway, so that may be a no. Saturday morning, like really excited, is the world premiere of Batman Ninja. So they're going to be showing the anime that they're going to be releasing, and that's going to be dope. So hopefully that's a good one. Interesting panel, which I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on, but it doesn't seem very exciting. On Saturday, 12:25 to 1:10, it's the Warner Brothers panel, and all they have listed on there is Ready Player One,
which will actually already be in theaters.
Yeah, so I'm confused. I have this feeling that they're going to drop an Aquaman trailer. That's what I've heard the rumors.
Yeah, but, I've heard that rumor.
I mean, last year at this time, I mean, you had Wonder Woman everywhere at WonderCon. I mean, billboards and, you know, everything. And I mean, they have nothing. So I'm trying to, you know, figure out what the hell's going on. I mean, obviously it's the Warner Brothers Pictures panel, so I'm going to be there. But I mean, if it's really just Ready Player One, that's going to be like a really waste of time.
What did they say was going to be on the panel last year? Do you remember?
They had said that they were going to preview certain films. They weren't specific, but everybody knew what it was because of all the marketing around.
Yeah. WonderCon. Well, because also Gal Gadot was, you know, we knew she was going to be there. We knew Patty Jenkins was going to be there. We knew Geoff Johns was going to be there, and they were all involved in the film. And then the only other thing they previewed, and it actually took up more than half the time of the 2 hours, was that horror movie with the doll.
Yeah, Annabelle Creations. Yeah, thank Annabelle, you, WonderCon, for that.
Yeah, did you ever see that movie, by the way?
No.
No, I didn't either.
I'm not big on horror films.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I would not be surprised at all if it's Aquaman. But
yeah, so maybe they're just, I don't know what they're doing, but whatever, I'll be there. the next after that, they're going to have a first look at Netflix Lost in Space. So it's going to be obviously the Netflix original dramatic and modern reimagining of the classic 1960s science fiction series. They're going to be screening the first episode, a discussion with the showrunner and some cast members.
You know, if you go to Lost in Space, you're not going to get to go to the spotlight on Scott Snyder. I'm just saying.
That's fine. I'm okay with it. He's going to have another one at Comic-Con. I'm sure of it. And at the next show. but it kind of, it, at 2:00, also Sci-Fi is doing a Krypton panel, which is right during the Netflix panel. So I'm kind of torn, but, it just says they're going to show clips. I don't think it's anything necessarily too crazy new.
Yeah, so, I was kind of wondering about that. Do you know that Sci-Fi has been doing a trivia contest every day at 5? Superman trivia?
No, I didn't.
I missed the last 2 days, but I did the first – well, I missed the last 3 days, but I did the first 4. And I did – so the number one fan that wins at trivia each day wins $1,000. I have not won $1,000, but I did finish 6th. I did finish in the top 10 one time, and they're actually sending me a Krypton like prize package with a shirt and it's a pretty cool prize package.
Oh, that's cool.
World of Krypton trade paperback from John Byrne and Mike Mignola and like all this cool stuff. So, but I keep forgetting. I've forgotten the last 4 days. Really neat. I really could use that $1,000. Anyway, yeah, keep interrupting. Nice. Go ahead. Krypton. Not going to make Krypton because it's at the same
and
time.
And then after that, what do I have on here? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 4:45 to 6. They're going to be showing another episode. I probably think I'm going to skip that. I just on my list just in case.
Yeah, because you got to go to the Liam Sharp panel at 4:30.
There's a lot of stuff. 5 o'clock, kind of off topic, really. What I would, I kind of really want to go to the DC Superhero Girls panel.
I got that one marked.
And it's just a really cool concept that's worked really, really well. My daughter loves them, and I know your daughter does.
Yep.
I just dope. And so 5 to 6, just kind of get more info on them. At 7 o'clock is actually what I'm pretty excited about. And hopefully, and this has sucked because at the same time, Bat in the Sun is doing the, Valiant versus, Ninjak versus Valiant Universe. But I was looking at their, notes, whatever. They're only going to show clips of it. So I mean, I don't think it's going to be that much better than whatever I've already seen before. So it's a hit or miss, but, Nathan Fillion is going to be hosting a screening of the series, the second season of A Series of Unfortunate Events on Netflix. So I want to be there. That's going to be dope. My daughter is actually supremely upset that I get to go to this and she doesn't.
So I actually have my name on the list to interview Nathan Fillion about that series. I haven't heard back from Netflix about that one yet.
The only thing I heard back from Netflix was, I'll let you know a little bit later this week if I'm able to get you a reserve seat.
Mm. Yeah, this is not for that panel. This is for their press room earlier in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't looking for the interview. And then on Sunday, I just have one very important panel, and that's the Black Lightning all new episode and Q&A. That's like one of my favorite shows right now.
Where's that? I love Black Lightning. I don't even. Oh, that's at 12:45.
Yeah. So probably after that, I'll be heading out. But yeah, Black Lightning Q&A. Dope.
All right. So that's. I mentioned a few of the panels I'm for sure going to. If I'm actually to look at all the panels on that I like checkmarked, I've got the spotlight on Gail Simone, the spotlight on Mark Waid. So the spotlight on Mark Waid is 4 o'clock on Friday. It's at the same time as Stargate Reopen the Gate, which Stargate, a lot of the powers that be behind that show, a lot of the like executive producers, or whatever, are trying to show that there's show MGM, who owns the property, that there's interest enough to start another show. And just to kind of give you an idea of what a big Stargate fan I am, there's two dogs in my family, and one is named Tilk and one is named Braytek. And if you're a Stargate fan, you know exactly what that means. Also at that same time, 4 p.m. on Friday, is the Valiant Presents Harbinger 2, Harbinger Wars 2, and Beyond.
So,
yeah, I basically have three panels at 4 o'clock on Friday that I need to split myself in three, triplicate girl style. At 4:30 is that spotlight on Jim Lee that I don't think I'm going to make it to. And then 5:30, I absolutely am going to be at the DC Action Comics celebrating 80 years of Superman. When we go to Saturday, 10 a.m., right when the doors open, DC Publishers, Jim Lee, Dan Didio, for sure be at that panel. At noon, again, doubling up, got Spotlight on Dan Juergens and also Valiant 101. So may go to one, may go to both, may not go to either, I'm not sure. We've got Spotlight on Scott Snyder at 1:30. Again, just not sure if I'll make it to that. Also, 3:30, DC Universe. Part of the reason I'm thinking about going to that one is the Benson sisters are going to be there as panelists on that panel, so I may go there to support them. But absolutely positively, we'll be at the Spotlight on Liam Sharp panel at 4:30 on Saturday. Then, as Manny mentioned, I also would like to go to the DC Superhero Girls because my daughter is such a fan, but I'd have to leave the Liam Sharp panel early to do that, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that or not. There is a trivia contest, Nerd Rage with Mark Waid, Saturday at 6:30. I may go and check that out and hang out with Mark. We'll see. Also, Manny mentioned the Bat in the Sun Presents 7:30 on Saturday for the Valiant property, Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe. I may go and check that out. I may not. I mean, I've seen all the footage already, so may go and support them. May not, as I said, may just go at the end and try to get some interviews set up with the talent on that show for a later date. Sunday, I have DC Art Academy that I have checkmarked. I may go check that out. That's another maybe on Saturday at 10:30. We've got the world premiere of Lego DC Superhero Girls Supervillain High at 10:45. It's always tough to go and see those world premieres that are during show hours because you're committing such a huge chunk of time. I like it better when you go and see the ones that are, you know, 7 after the show floor has closed. So not sure about that. We'll for sure be at the Mitch Garrett Spotlight at 11:30 on Sunday. And then, as I said, the Kyle Higgins, the Shadow Hours at 12:30 on Sunday afternoon. So that's where I come out with the panels. Manny, I think you said you were going to try to get a sketch this year or two, trying to jump back on that sketch bandwagon. Have you done any research on that or have anybody that you're going to try to hit up? Or are you just going to walk up and down the aisles and try to find somebody that does good work, kind of Babs Tarr style, and get to them before they get too expensive?
Yep, that's exactly what I'm going to do, because most of the – you know, the well-known artists now, especially at a show like WonderCon, a little bit expensive. Oh, yeah. So, you know, I want to see how much value we can get for just a really good sketch. I mean, I'm not necessarily looking for my book to be just big name artists. I just want really good sketches in my book. So, you know, if I see somebody I feel like I want in my book, I'm going to inquire about it. I mean, I don't remember the artist who you got a couple years back at Long Beach, but she was fairly new, and she did I don't even remember what character she did for you, but she was like $20 and you were like, no, I'm giving you 40.
Gigi Rockets?
I think so.
Or yeah. Allie V. Those are two girls that I got at Long Beach, I think, in the same year that were both like super cheap and did like incredible work. And I was like, I think Gigi Rockets is the one you're with me. And I was like, I felt bad only giving her $20 because it was like fully penciled, inked. It looked amazing. I was like, wow. I was blown away. I was like, you need to be charging more.
Yeah. Yeah. That was nice of you. Which reminds me, I don't know if this guarantee still sticks, but if you find Jace on the convention floor and you ask about Hex Comics, he will take you to their booth and, oh wait, they don't have first issues anymore.
Nope.
So he can't, never mind. He can't buy you the book anymore.
No.
He used to be able to do that.
I cannot buy you the book anymore, but they have these super cool tattoos. So I will adjust my offer and say, if you come and find me on the show floor and you're interested in the comic Hex 11, I still will take you over to the Hex 11 booth to meet the Hex 11 girls, who are some of my favorite people in the entire comic industry, and I will buy you a tattoo. And that's actually one of the first places I plan on going when I get there, because I cannot wait. I'm going to put a couple of those tattoos on. I cannot wait. I'm contemplating putting one like on the side of my face, like Mike Tyson style, but I think that might be going just a little bit too far.
Listen, I love Hex.
Like, I'm definitely going to have them on my wrist.
The girls, but if you put that on your face, you're not seeing me until, you know, we got to head back to the room.
All right. Fair enough. I definitely will have them on other parts of my body. Don't think dirty. I'll put them on my wrists, maybe the back of my hands. But yeah, I definitely am getting some tattoos. First thing I'm going to do when I get there, for sure. And maybe Sunday afternoon, right before I head home, we'll slap one on the side of the face. Just like have people ask me, what is that? Yeah, can't. I mean, have you seen them, Manny?
Yeah, I have. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're super awesome. Yeah. So yeah, if you are interested in learning about Hex 11, I've done several spotlights on it. There's plenty of episodes on the podcast about Hex 11. And if you're interested in meeting the Hex 11 girls, I'd love to introduce you. So yeah, find me, hit me up, and I'll take you over there to meet them for sure. All right. Anything else you want to add, Manny?
WonderCon's my favorite show, and I have been to Comic-Con. So, but it just, it's the first show I ever went to, and I make sure that it's the show I go to every year. It's not as big as Comic-Con, but it's also not as small as other shows. So you get a little bit of everything, and it's just a lot of fun. And I know that a lot of badges are sold out now, but you can get there. It's really worth it. It's really, really an awesome show. And I hope that we get to see you all there.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you tried to get badges for Wonder or for San Diego Comic-Con and you weren't successful, WonderCon is really the next best thing. You know, some might say New York Comic-Con, and there's some truth to that, but I mean, that's super expensive. And certainly if you're in the western part of the United States, it's a lot easier to travel to Anaheim, California at this time of year than it is to travel to New York in October. So I highly encourage you to consider WonderCon as an alternative to San Diego Comic-Con, because it does offer a lot of the same feel and the same kind of, I don't know, just overall experience that you can get at San Diego Comic-Con. Clearly, it's not exactly the same. There's nothing that really compares to the scope and the wonder and the awe of San Diego Comic-Con. But this is as close as you can get. And again, it's a lot easier. I mean, the show is, 4 or 5 days away, and there are still Friday and Sunday and 3-day badges available. You know, Comic-Con sells out in San Diego Comic-Con sells out in minutes now. So again, this is as close as you can get. So we'll go ahead and wrap up with the things we're looking forward to the most at WonderCon this year. Manny, what do you got?
Looking forward to the most. There's a lot I'm looking forward to.
All right, pick your top three.
Top three. Number one is obviously, this is going to be super cheesy and kind of lame. You can roll your eyes if you want, but it's going to be covering the show with you. For the, I don't know how many nth time. So that's always a good time. I have an amazing time watching you rage when people don't move and we're trying to get somewhere. And then my favorite thing to do is, if you ever get a chance to hang out with us and we start having a conversation, and if this is after hours, I try not to do it on the show floor, but if we're having a drink and we're hanging out, we can have a discussion about how amazing Man of Steel is. And Chase loves that conversation. I love having it. I would love to have it with more of you.
Suck, dude.
So that's my number one. Number two is obviously seeing all of the retailers, Dylan at Top Cow, Hector, seeing some of the artists, definitely Norm, Ratman, and Joel Gomez is always there. He's awesome. Cosplayers that you almost, you know, you and I have gone to many shows, so it has this kind of cool community feel. And so it's always great to see old friends every show. It's funny because a lot of times you run into them and the first thing you talk about is, what's your next show? it's cool. It's dope. And then, last but certainly not least, I'm actually pretty excited about that, season premiere of Series of Unfortunate Events.
I can't believe you didn't mention the Black Lightning panel. I thought that was going to be your number one.
No, you're right. That should be there. I forgot about that one. Number four. Everybody should watch that show. That show's amazing. It's really, really well done. But Man of Steel, greatest movie ever made.
Whatever. I'm gonna say my number one thing I'm looking forward to. You know, this is actually the first show I'm doing this year, which is crazy. Usually I've been to two or three by the time this year. So the thing I'm looking forward to the most, and I didn't do a lot of shows toward the end of last year either. San Diego was actually the last show I did, and that was like July. I mean, that's got to be a record. So it's been, what, like 4-7 months since I've been at a show, over half a year. That's crazy. So my number one thing I'm looking forward to is just seeing everybody again, you know, just seeing these creators that are friends of mine. A lot of them I've talked to in the last 7 months, but I haven't actually seen them. So just being able to see everybody, and not just the creators, but their spouses, the people that support them, the PR people that work for a lot of these publishers that are really the people behind the scenes, that you don't hear their names because they're not the quote unquote talent. But really they're the people that make shows like WonderCon and San Diego Comic-Con work. And they're people that I deal with and I work with, on a regular basis at the shows in order to be able to bring all of you listeners the news that we're able to bring you and the interviews and all that stuff. I mean, these are people that are just doing their jobs and they could be kind of robotic and impersonal about it, but a lot of them are not. The reason that they're working PR for comic book publishers is because they love comics too. So being able to see the creators and all the other support staff, I always look forward to that. It's just great to catch up and just be in the same environment and the same atmosphere and promoting comics and pop culture and everything. So that's probably the number one thing that I'm looking forward to. Second, I'll you know, not, like Maddie said, it's not corny at all because it's been a while since you and I have covered a show together as well. Because we just you know, things happened and we didn't get to cover as many shows at the end of last year, the beginning of this year as we wanted. So, being there in the trenches with you, is always a good time. I look forward to that. And then as far as a particular event at the show that I'm looking forward to, I think maybe that 80 years Action Comics issue 1000 panel. I think that's going to be something special. So I'm really looking forward to covering that. And that's, you know, seeing Kyle Higgins, seeing Liam Sharp, seeing Sam Humphries, seeing the Benson sisters. I mean, seeing Jason Fabok, I mean, these are people that are friends and I don't get to see as anywhere near as often as I'd like to. So Mark Waid as well, really hoping to sit down with him and finally get him on the show. Mark Waid and I literally have talked about him coming on the show for years and we just have never, I guess, never really made it a priority. But I really hope in this year where we're putting out more content than ever, to really get that irredeemable spotlight going. And I know Mark wants to be a part of that. So a lot of things that I'm looking forward to at the show and happy to share them all with you listeners. And
I'm going to throw in biggest question mark, Valiant. What the heck, man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't even want to – I think that's only going to be on the bad news kind of thing. So I guess we'll see. But I did look up so Paramount future releases, we've got Sherlock Gnomes, which actually comes out the 23rd. So that's the same day as WonderCon.
Oh, God, no.
So I don't think it's going to be that because that's not going to be a super sneak peek or whatever. And something called Book Club comes out on May 18th. And then Action Point, something called Action Point on June 1st. And then Mission Impossible Fallout on July 27th. And then nothing else after that till October. So I'm like, what could it be? What could the secret thing be that Paramount's trying to? There is one other movie. It's a movie that comes out April 6th. So that's what? That's 2 weeks after Comic-Con or 2 weeks after WonderCon. I could easily see them premiering this at WonderCon. Just a one-time thing and, you know, it won't be like a red carpet premiere or anything, but just like a one-time secret thing. It's A Quiet Place. Have you heard about that movie, Manny? John Krasinski?
Yeah. And,
Emily Blunt, I think.
Yeah. I've seen the previews for that. That looks intense.
Yeah. I could see them doing that. So I guess I don't know. I don't know what else it could be. Like I said, I mean, Sherlock Gnomes is out that same day, so that really wouldn't be a sneak peek, because it, like I said, it would come out that same day. So, yeah, attention, hosting a special screening of a secret upcoming film this Friday night. So, yeah, it's not an upcoming film, because Gnomes would be out that day. I really think it's got to be A Quiet Place. I can't imagine what else it could be. So I guess we'll see. One other thing I should mention, Comic-Con International tweeted out that they reopened the signups for volunteers. I guess they didn't quite get as many volunteers as they were hoping for. So if you live in the Anaheim, California area and you want to get a free badge to the show, I encourage you to go and check out the volunteer signup. Basically what happens is you go, you volunteer, you work a 3-hour shift, and then you get a badge to attend the show for the rest of the day that you volunteered. So, something to consider, especially if you want to get in there on Saturday, which is already sold out. So, I think that's going to wrap it up for me. Any last thoughts about, WonderCon, Manny?
No, that's it. I think we covered everything.
All right. Well, don't forget that we're going to be there this weekend, March 23rd through 25th. Please come up and say hi if you're going to be there as well. And you're a listener of the podcast. Manny and I always love to meet fans. So thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to go to lrmonline.com for all past episodes of the podcast. Just click the little podcast tab up there in the right corner. Twitter.com/thecomicsource is where you can find us on Twitter. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social media platforms. All three places are really good spots to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow along with our convention coverage. Don't forget, if you head over to LRM Online to check out our podcast, please check out all the other pop culture content we have covering TVs, movies, video games, all that kind of great stuff. So as always, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Yeah.